going to get going. And in order to set us off with a bit of uber ultra awesome information, make welcome our executive director, Mr. Jack Langs.
Thank you. I will. Well, welcome everybody. I'm so happy to have a full house tonight. On behalf of SEVA, it's really a pleasure to be here, and it's a huge honor to be up on the stage with Wavy. I need to start with a few words about Wavy. I know we have a lot of SEVA fans out there that know our story, but I'm sure we have some folks who may not know the story. And I'll start with Wavy. Back in 1979, he organized the first SEVA concert with the Grateful Dead. And since then, I may have missed a few, but I was trying to count on the way over here. I counted 56 world-class concerts that he's organized in the last 36 years. And this is the eighth time that Crosby and Nash have been on the stage for SEVA. Give you some idea of world-class. So, Wavy, we have a huge debt of gratitude, and I can't say how many thousands of people have gotten their sight back because of the work that Wavy does. And behind the scenes, I also have to let you know we have a wonderful producer. Her name is Tamara Klamner. Tamara, she may not be out front, but we always know that she's behind the scenes making sure that every show goes without a hitch. So thank you so much, Tamara. I want to say just a few words about SEVA. For those of you who may not know our history, we're a Berkeley-based foundation. We started 37 years ago. Our mission is to prevent blindness and restore sight. And we work in around 20 countries at this point in time, including right here in the United States with the Native American population. And as Wavy said earlier, we figure that we have empowered or enabled about 3.5 million surgeries over the last 37 years. Last year alone, we had over a million patients come through our clinics and those of the partners that we support. And we provided support for 108,000 surgeries. So for a small organization based here in the Bay Area, we actually get a lot done. And a lot of that is because of our fantastic staff. And if you're out there in the audience, make a little noise, let people know who you are. We also have our volunteers, and we have board members, including our founders, Larry Brilliant and Garita Brilliant, who are here in the audience, Suzanne Gilbert, who's out there. So thank you guys. You know, we really couldn't do it without you, and we really couldn't do it without the incredible musicians and artists who have supported us all these years. It just makes a huge difference, the time and the talent that they give freely to SEVA so that we can have these concerts. So thank you to the musicians. And I want to thank all of you, because as Wavy said, every one of you who bought a ticket, it costs about $50 for us to provide a cataract surgery in a developing country on average. So you can do the math, depending on where you're sitting. You enabled at least one surgery and maybe 2.5 surgeries just by being here tonight. So where can you have fun and see an incredible show and at the same time do something good in the world? It's magic. So without further ado, I'm going to hand it back to Wavy. Thank you once again. Be sure and check out the silent auction. Grab a catalog on the way out the door. Thank you.
And now, for their eighth appearance for SEVA, and if you lean an eight on its side, you get infinity. And Lord Buckley said it best, dig infinity. And dig the uber amazing and awesome David Crosby, Graham Nash, the Lords of the Throne! David Duarte. Here's a song that is both thrilling to sing for me and a pain in the ass. Chicago in 1968 need money for their defense fund, and would me and David and Stephen and Neil go to Chicago just to sing? And Carl and I wanted to go because our schedule was kind of free, but Neil and Stephen couldn't go, they had other commitments. So this song is a song I wrote for Stephen and Neil. Thank you.
his fault, okay? Remember that when you listen to that song. Randy's fault.
It is, he is a troublemaker. Quite being humble.
We're in this kind of music business kind of stuff, and part of what it is that you write songs and you make money from it. Don't ask me why, it's just the way it is, okay? But on this particular song, I actually made an extra $500 because I had a dope dealer friend of mine who was being a bit of a smart ass actually. And,
was it him
now?
Was it
me? Oh, no. Not the dealer part, anyway. Anyway, this friend of mine said, I bet he was in Maui, and I was about to leave Maui and come back to Los Angeles. And he said, I bet you can't write a song before you go. I said, oh, really? How much? He said, $500. Which is the $500 extra that I made when I wrote this song.
Thank you.
on lead guitar. There's only one person that plays like this. He not only plays lead guitar with Sting, but played lead guitar with Bruce Springsteen. This is Shane Fontaine. Okay, it's been 6 or 7 years now that this guy's been kicking my ass. He plays drums right behind me. One of the greatest drummers in the world. From Southern California, his name is Stephen De Stanislao. To his friends, he's Stevie D. Yes, he is the man. And he's our man. Probably a lot of musicians out there, you know how difficult it is to do a bass solo. You heard a wonderful one from our friend, Mr. Kevin McCormick on the bass. Over on my left, our keyboard player. Not only an incredible keyboard player, as you've been listening to all night, but a fabulous singer and a songwriter and a producer, because he happened to be the producer of David's last record called Crosby, which of course I'll call. On the keyboards, please say hello to James Raymond.
Up the first line of Deja Vu. Totally. Completely. You didn't even notice. Completely. Dave, how does that sneaker taste? But it's okay. We killed it anyway. It is an amazing band. It is. So, now, I don't mean to get political. I know you guys are not into that. But one opinion, one tiny little 144 character opinion. I don't think that the men who wrote our Constitution had in mind that the guy with the biggest TV budget should get the keys to the kingdom. Now, Graham and I have been singing this particular song about this well, ever since I fucking recorded it. Just right after the Civil War. Excellent. I recorded it right here in this town and not far from here. getting off my chest. That's how I feel. Now, we have been singing this song even longer. We have never done it the same twice. And that is not because we are jazz geniuses, it's because I can't remember how we did it last time. Simple enough. I want to dedicate it. I've been now in love with the same person for 38 years. And I'm a highly imperfect being, so that's... She really hung in there. So I love you, Candy. This is for you.
Golden hair.
yesterday.
Seagulls circle endlessly and sing in silent harmony.
Somebody home.
pours coffee in my cup, and I will tell you I love you. It's a because of somebody.
So you play something to make sure that when you plug this guitar and it goes to that track, etc. Right? So this is the very first thing we ever tried, and it became a master. A song that Shane and I wrote called Myself at Last.
Well, I tried to be my best.
what's lost. And I'm lonely down this lonesome road, to lose myself at last. My song from the Great Whales called Wind on the Water. So on tape, we're going to hear Critical Mass, and then live we will play Wind on the Water.
Da 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 da
Just recently, in the last couple of days, I was down in Los Angeles, and I was with a friend, and she wanted to see Laurel Canyon, so I drove her up there, and drove past the house that Joni and I used to live in, and If that wasn't a full circle, I don't know what was. Because a lot of songs just come out of nowhere. I mean, David will tell you, you don't quite know what this skill is. You know, I know what we physically do. We have to say something, we have to witness something that makes our heart move and our brains move. And this one morning, I took Joni out for breakfast at Art's Deli on Ventura Boulevard, and after breakfast, we were going back to the car, and we stopped by this antique store. She saw this vase in the window that she wanted to buy, so she bought it, and we went back to the house in Lower Canyon. And we got through the front door, and I said, hey, why don't I light a fire, and you put some flowers in that vase that we just bought? And that's how fast that went.
Turned out okay.
Not so bad. And I don't know whether you heard, but Joni is not in good health right now. She's actually in the hospital. I think she'll be fine. We're all praying for her, of course. So even though you're down in there, Joni, this is for you. I light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long for me. Just 5 minutes.
something every month, everywhere, does it the same.
Weeks now. Have I got sick?
my shoulder. Guess I'm going.
song.
When I came to this place, I lived for a long time in Charles Van Dam, Lawrence Hospital. And I used to come into town and see how the big kids did it. And I came into Broadway to a place called the Coffee Gallery, was it? And there was this strange man up on stage. And he was just funnier than shit. And a great way of looking at things. He's still got a great way of looking at things. Ever since then, he spent his whole life trying to make things better for other people.
That's right.
So maybe,
teaching children for waiting.
God carefully teach your children well, be kind to each other. Hey, hey, the next Sabre show is my 78th birthday. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Whoa. If you don't know about them guys, ask people under 40. Steve Chimock and friends. California honey drops and hot buttered rum. That's a Sunday, May 17th at the Sonoma Mountain Event Center in Roanoke Freakin' Park. So we'll see you there and everywhere. Once again, thanks for coming. You're the best. Good night, everybody.